Stargazer time. Our weekly look into the massive universe around our tiny planet, and also what we can try and spot in our dark skies. As usual, turning to the expertise of astronomer Christopher Phillips, we've got him on the line right now. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What do you have today?
Hey, Dave, it's good to be here. So this week, stargazers, look out for Venus in the early morning sky just before sunrise. Also, look out for Mars in the western sky after sunset. The moon this week is waxing, but will still enable us to view faint objects in our night sky right through till week's end.
There's been a lot of talk about the moon, and you've got some news about another moon, one of the many in our solar system.
Indeed. As you mentioned, with all the talk of our own moon recently, it's easy to have missed some other news coming from the far side of the solar system, the moon Io around the massive planet Jupiter. The moon Io is currently under observation by NASA's Juno spacecraft, and astonishing images sent back by Juno have revealed Io's volcanic activity in incredible detail, with a surface bristling with hundreds of volcanoes and an enormous volcanic plume that is blasting its way into space around the moon.
What about the technology to capture this information? Was it a regular camera, or how did they do it?
Well, the Juno probe used four different instruments to capture this amazing data. Images were taken in ultraviolet, infrared, and visible light, giving us an in-depth look at features that would be invisible from orbit. This is known as a multispectral imaging campaign because we are capturing the data at different wavelengths.
And would this be something like having a pair of X-ray specs or night vision to look at something?
It's very similar. By viewing in different wavelengths of light, we're able to see things that our regular vision and cameras wouldn't.
And how many volcanoes are there in all up there?
Well, the exact number is unknown, but it's up there in the hundreds.
Would that make it one of the most volcanic places we know of?
It is literally the most volcanic place in the entire solar system. And the reason for that is because Io undergoes tidal heating by Jupiter that causes massive volcanic activity on a scale that dwarfs our own Earth. Volcanoes come and go every week. And if you drew a map of Io in January, by February it would be out of date. That's how fast things change on that tiny little moon.
I guess that one's not a top contender for colonization.
Yeah, I would highly advise against that.
And we're going to have an image to go along with this report at the HPR website where people find Stargazer, correct?
Absolutely.
It's Christopher Phillips and a fun and enlightening Stargazer report. Thank you so much.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next week. And we keep Stargazer at HawaiiPublicRadio.org.